You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Thursday, May 7, 2026. Take the money and run? E&Ps face a new capital allocation cycle. Will debt reduction stay front and center? Published by Nicholas Caccioni. After several years of aggressive balance sheet repair, U.S. E&Ps are entering a new phase, one defined not by constraint, but by opportunity. A surge in oil prices tied to the Iran conflict and a sharp rise in natural gas prices driven by an unusually cold winter have combined to generate a fresh wave of excess cash flow across the sector. Oil markets have been pushed higher by supply disruptions and geopolitical tensions, while natural gas prices have strengthened on weather-driven demand, reinforcing a powerful near-term earnings tailwind. The question posed in today's RBN blog is a familiar one. What will companies do with these additional cash flows? The 35 E&Ps that we monitor held total debt essentially flat at just under $150 billion in 2025, while their collective debt-to-capital ratio declined by 1 percentage point to 24%. Debt trended steadily lower from its 2019 peak through 2022 as companies shifted toward a cash return model that prioritized free cash flow over reinvestment, enabling meaningful debt reduction alongside increased dividends and share repurchases. Debt moved sharply higher in 2024, driven by a surge in M&A activity. See Try Some, Buy Some, with our universe of E&Ps completing nearly $120 billion of asset and corporate transactions. Despite the increase in total debt, the debt-to-capital ratio remained stable, as companies funded acquisitions with a mix of debt and equity to preserve target leverage levels. In 2025, debt levels held steady, while the debt-to-capital ratio declined to 24%, supported by an expanding capital base. Figure 2 of the blog compares debt per barrel of oil equivalent, BOE, of reserves with PV-10, present value of proved oil and gas reserves at a 10% discount rate, per BOE, which serves as the primary collateral supporting E&P debt. The gap between the two series reflects the industry's value cushion, the margin between reserve value and outstanding debt. Periods where the PV-10 approaches or falls below the debt per barrel of oil equivalent, most notably in 2015, 16, and again in 2020, indicate that debt per BOE exceeded the underlying reserve value, highlighting periods of balance sheet stress. Following a peak in 2022, when this cushion reached its widest level, it has steadily narrowed, declining to $3.63 per BOE in 2025. Oil-weighted E&Ps. The 11 companies in the oil-weighted E&P peer group increased total debt by approximately $2 billion in 2025 to $63 billion, following a much larger $16 billion increase in 2024 driven primarily by acquisition activity led by Diamondback Energy and Occidental Petroleum. Despite the increase in absolute debt, the group's debt-to-capital ratio remained unchanged at 24% in 2025, as companies expanded their capital base through a combination of equity issuance, largely tied to acquisition financing, and retained earnings supported by continued profitability. As with the broader E&P universe, debt for the oil-weighted group peaked in 2019 at approximately $63 billion before declining by more than $20 billion through 2022. Reflecting a period of balance sheet repair during the early years of the cash return model. Debt began to rise again in 2023, increasing modestly to $44 billion, before accelerating sharply in 2024 as M&A activity re-emerged as a primary vehicle for growth. Figure 4 of the blog compares debt per barrel of oil equivalent, BOE, of reserves with the PV-10 per BOE for the oil-weighted E&P peer group. The value cushion peaked in 2022 and has declined in each year since, falling to $3.23 per BOE in 2025, driven primarily by lower reserve values. As noted above, periods where PV-10 approaches or falls into the debt per barrel of oil equivalent area indicate balance sheet stress. Figure 5 of the blog positions the 11 companies in the oil-weighted E&P peer group by debt to capital and debt per BOE, providing a relative view of balance sheet leverage and asset-level debt intensity. Companies in the upper right quadrant exhibit both higher leverage and higher debt per unit of reserves, while those in the lower left quadrant reflect stronger balance sheets with lower leverage and debt burdens. There is a clear dispersion in financial positioning across the oil-weighted peer group, with a subset of companies still carrying elevated leverage, while others operate with significant balance sheet capacity. High Peak Energy, HPK, stands out as the most levered name in the group across both metrics, with Occidental Petroleum, OXY, also positioned toward the higher end of the leverage spectrum. These companies may have the greatest incentive to allocate incremental cash flow toward debt reduction, particularly in periods of stronger oil prices like we've seen since March. At the opposite end of the spectrum, Chord Energy CHRD, EOG Resources, EOG, and California Resources CRC, occupy the lower left quadrant, reflecting relatively conservative leverage profiles and lower debt per BOE. These companies are better positioned on a balance sheet basis and may have greater flexibility to allocate capital toward shareholder returns or selective growth. Diversified E&Ps. The 15 companies in the diversified E&P peer group have increased total debt by approximately $13 billion from the 2022 trough to $55.9 billion in 2025, while the group's debt-to-capital ratio has declined by 2 percentage points to 26%. This divergence reflects a growing capital base, supported by solid profitability, even as absolute debt levels have moved higher. M&A activity played a significant role over the past 2 years, with the peer group completing approximately $46 billion of acquisitions during 2024-25, more than half from ConocoPhillips, partially offset by nearly $10 billion of asset divestitures, and between $25 billion and $30 billion of common stock issuances. As a result, net debt increased by only about $8 billion over this period, helping to moderate upward pressure on leverage metrics. Figure 7 of the blog shows a pattern for the diversified E&P peer group that closely mirrors the trends observed in prior charts. The value cushion peaked in 2022 and has steadily narrowed since, declining to $3.51 per BOE in 2025. This contraction has been driven primarily by the normalization of reserve values rather than a meaningful increase in debt levels. While the cushion remains positive, the compression underscores a broader theme across the sector, that balance sheet strength can be impacted by commodity changes in addition to changes in debt levels. As in prior cycles, periods such as 2015, 16, and 2020, when debt per BOE approached or exceeded reserve value, serve as a reminder of how quickly that cushion can erode under weaker pricing conditions. Figure 8 of the blog positions the 14 companies in the diversified E&P peer group based on debt to capital, x-axis, and debt per BOE, y-axis. Northern Oil and Gas, NOG, and Crescent Energy, CRGY, stand out as the most levered names, with debt to capital ratios approaching 50% and debt per BOE of $6.24 and $5.66, respectively. Their higher leverage largely reflects acquisition-driven growth over the past several years, and they are likely to prioritize debt reduction, particularly in periods of stronger commodity prices. At the opposite end of the spectrum, Infinity Natural Resources, INR, Murphy Oil, MUR, and Magnolia Oil and Gas, MGY, occupy the lower left quadrant, with debt-to-capital ratios in the 10% to 20% range and debt per BOE below $2. Gas-weighted E&Ps. Gas-weighted E&Ps have made significant progress in reducing leverage in recent years. As shown in Figure 9 of the blog, the group's debt-to-capital ratio, right axis, which peaked at approximately 42% during the 2015-19 period, declined to 22% in 2025, a reduction of roughly 20 percentage points. Debt, left axis, increased in 2024, driven by elevated M&A activity, including the merger of Chesapeake Energy and Southwestern Energy to form Expand Energy. The group reduced debt by approximately $2.5 billion in 2025, bringing total debt to $30.2 billion at year-end. Momentum has continued into early 2026, with the peer group reducing debt by an additional $1 billion in a handful of Q1 earnings releases, supported by stronger natural gas prices driven by winter demand. Taken together, these trends highlight a peer group that has made meaningful progress in balance sheet repair. Figure 10 of the blog shows a pattern for the gas-weighted E&P peer group that broadly mirrors prior charts, but with significantly greater sensitivity to commodity price movements. In particular, the sharp decline in natural gas prices during 2024 drove a pronounced contraction in PV10 as debt inched higher, causing the value cushion to compress to just 43 cents per BOE before recovering to $2.46 per BOE in 2025. Early indications from Q1 2026 suggest that the value cushion may widen further, supported by stronger natural gas prices. However, the volatility observed in 2024 underscores an important point. Credit quality for gas-weighted E&Ps is highly sensitive to commodity price fluctuations, not just changes in absolute debt levels. Figure 11 of the blog ranks the 10 companies in the gas-weighted E&P peer group based on debt to capital, x-axis, and debt per BOE, y-axis. National Fuel Gas, NFG, and Comstock Resources, CREEC, stand out as the most levered names, with debt-to-capital ratios and debt per BOE well above peer group norms. NFG's higher leverage reflects its integrated structure, with a regulated utility segment, representing roughly two-thirds of its asset base, providing more stable cash flows that support greater debt capacity. In contrast, CREEC's leverage is more directly tied to upstream activity, as the company has invested aggressively in delineating its Western Haynesville shale position, see should have been a cowboy, significantly expanding proved reserves and positioning itself for future production and cash flow growth. At the opposite end of the spectrum, Antero Resources, Arkansas, and Range Resources, RRC, are among the least levered companies in the group, with debt-to-capital ratios in the 10% to 20% range and debt below 50 cents per BOE. Notably, RRC continued to reduce leverage in early 2026, further strengthening its balance sheet. Antero Resources boosted its debt slightly by closing the acquisition of HG Energy II for nearly $3 billion in February. Looking forward, E&Ps have made meaningful progress in strengthening their balance sheets over the past several years, driven by a shift toward a cash return model that prioritized free cash flow over reinvestment. This transformation is reflected in the industry's debt-to-capital ratio, which declined to 24% in 2025 from 39% in 2020. With oil and gas prices strengthening in early 2026, companies are once again generating excess cash flow, raising a familiar question: how will that capital be deployed? Early first quarter results suggest continued discipline, with reinvestment rates declining and debt repayments accelerating. The key issue going forward is whether this discipline holds. While balance sheets are materially stronger than in prior cycles, the recent narrowing of the value cushion highlights the industry's continued sensitivity to commodity prices. As a result, capital allocation decisions in the coming quarters, particularly the balance between debt reduction, shareholder returns, and growth, will be critical in determining whether the sector maintains its improved financial position. We will continue to monitor these trends across our E&P universe and provide updates in our quarterly analyses. Take the Money and Run was written by Steve Miller and appears as the first song on side two of the Steve Miller Band's ninth studio album, Fly Like an Eagle. The song is about two young bandits on the run and the detective who is chasing them. Only Steve Miller could get away with rhyming El Paso with Great Big Hassle. Your director of musicality remembers the exact moment I first heard this song and the Fly Like an Eagle album. I was in an Austin nightclub with my girlfriend on a warm spring night in 1976, and they played this between the band sets. Feel-good music on a fun evening when all was right in the world. Released as a single in April 1976, it went to number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart and has been certified 2X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Personnel on the record were Steve Miller, vocals, guitar, Lonnie Turner bass, and Gary Malibur, drums, percussion. Fly Like an Eagle was recorded at CBS Studios in San Francisco during 1975 and 1976. And produced by Steve Miller. Another side note is that Rockin' Me, from this album, was a featured song in the set list of 1970s Tulsa cover band Paradise, which included RBN's Rusty Brazil and Mickey McMahon. The album was released in May 1976 and went to number 3 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart, and has been certified 4X Platinum by the RIAA. Four singles were released from the LP. Steve Miller is an American rock singer, songwriter, and guitarist. His roots go deep with associations with artists such as Les Paul, his godfather, T-Bone Walker, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, before anyone had ever heard of Steve Miller. After backing Chuck Berry on his Live at Fillmore Auditorium album in 1966, Miller released his first studio album, Children of the Future, in 1968. He has released 18 studio albums, 6 live albums, 11 compilation albums and 30 singles. He has sold more than 40 million records worldwide. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2016 and the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2022. His last release was the studio LP, Let Your Hair Down, in April 2011.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.